This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, great to be with you on this, what are we at here, a Tuesday? Show to camera, John Ritchie. So the Eagles have a couple days to make a decision. I know what my decision is. What I don't know is what the Eagles' decision will be. Let's find out what John thinks it should be. Twitter poll question of the day. And everyone can weigh in on this one at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly on the phone lines as well at 215-592-9494. Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question: John, do you think the Eagles should pick up Jordan Davis's fifth-year option, which is for the 2026 season? So 25's coming up, meaning that season. But then two seasons from now is Jordan Davis's fifth year in pro football, 2026, which the Eagles control if they want to exercise the option for $12.9 million. Or if you don't, he becomes a free agent after 2025. I would not pick up the option for $12.9 million, John. Would you?
No. And this is, I can't even believe we're talking about this. When you think about this from a practical perspective, my gosh, I want a defensive tackle who I'm going to pay for that fifth year, $13 million. To be able to play more than 20 plays.
That's right.
I cannot believe we're sitting here talking about evaluating this when the reality of the situation is they don't trust him to be out there for more than 20, 25 plays, and that is consistent. And you know what? That's unfair. I say they don't trust him. That is unfair to say that. They don't put him out there more than 25 plays.
Yeah,
that I've never seen anything like it. And initially it was, oh, he needs to work on his conditioning and stuff. Even when the conditioning is great, it seems, and he's able to give you a very consistent performance, it's not many plays.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
$13 million bucks is way too much to pay for a guy that you have to that you're going to have on the field for one down, and you're going to have to pull repeatedly, and the most running he's going to get is on and off the field,
yeah, exactly.
Personnel grouping wise,
I'll say this: everything you said, John, resonates with me, but I'll frame it a different way. I can't imagine paying Jordan Davis more money than I'm not willing to pay Dallas Goedert. That's what blows my mind. Like, they're talking about removing Dallas Goedert for a similar amount of money, but actually giving Jordan Davis more?
Right.
That don't work for me. That does not work for me at all. Right. All right, look, your chance to weigh in. The Jordan Davis thing, the Dallas Goedert thing, 215-592-9494. What stood out to you from the draft? Also, let's get to Jeffrey Lurie from yesterday, because, of course, the Eagles were honored at the White House yesterday. Everyone's remarks were pretty short. When they would get to the podium, they would, just get right to it and then move on. So Lurie's remarks were really no more than about 20 seconds. But let's listen to the Eagles owner. Second time, obviously, they've won a Super Bowl in his tenure. It was cool seeing side. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of side-by-side freaking Lombardi trophies. First time I think we saw it was Brandon Graham. at the podium. Although we saw not the actual trophy, but at the parade, you could see the, I don't know if you call it a picture, what would you call it, a graphic, a big display of, you know, an artist's rendition of it, I guess you'd call it. But yesterday, both trophies, and I applaud the Eagles for embracing, we've won two.
That's a flex.
It is a flex, right? Because I think a lot of teams would only take the more recent trophy. Yeah. And the Eagles are like, wait a minute, we've won two. By the way, they're both like relatively recently.
Exactly.
So we're taking them both. And I dug that. Let's listen to Jeffrey Lurie. His remarks were short. What he said yesterday at the White House.
Truly an honor to be here. I remember as a little boy, the championship teams that came to the White House, and I never dreamed we'd be able to, you know, have a team and be as good as this. And this was a dominant team with incredible culture, everything we all believe in as the best human values, selflessness, humility, teamwork, talent, discipline, everything that we all strive for, this team incorporated. So thank you for the hospitality today, and go Birds.
There you go. Jeffrey Lurie yesterday. Double-barreled Super Bowl Lombardi trophies right next to him. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Harris right now in Havertown. Good morning, Harris.
How are you, Joe? How's it going?
Fantastic.
Good, good. I want to talk some Eagles. You know, Joe, I think that you got to keep Davis because though he's not out there so much, I think it gives you a lot in the run game, and I don't know about the depth we have behind him.
Does he give you $13 million?
Yeah, I mean, it's not my money, Joe.
But here's what it is. It's instead of someone else getting paid. Like Goddard's an example. I mean, we just saw guys like Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and others have to, you know, I'll say have to leave the team. You don't have to, but you get the general point. Leave the team. Darius Slay, leave the team because there's only so much money. So in a salary cap world, you know, if you're telling me $13 million to Jordan Davis, and that's $13 million that doesn't get to go to someone else.
But what if they're banking on him? See, I'm way more of a Davis fan than you are.
Yep. Getting better?
Improving off of what he did this postseason.
Well, it's year three. I mean,
yeah, but remember Fletcher Cox started off slow.
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Well, they're telling us they're bringing him back, right?
No, they're not. They're not telling us that.
They didn't draft anybody.
Well,
they didn't draft anyone. They're telling
well, they also well, but I'll say this: they also didn't draft a tight end. Dallas Goedert's certainly not going to be here 2 years from now. I mean, at least I don't think
the Colts starter. And they bring in Bryant. And he's their established guys, and the defense needs more help than the offense. The offense is fine.
Look, I think, but Harris, I'll say this: I think there's a diamond in the rough's a little strong, but maybe Ojomo is pretty good, and you know, like he plays more and he plays better. So
sure, we rotate. We're rotational guys.
Of course.
Best player on our team. Best player on our team, Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Best player and Barkley, right? Best player on defense, Jalen Carter. How do you not give him as much help as possible? Because if you don't have good guys that you can rely on there that we know of, then Carter's not going to be as good.
Well, listen, I mean, it's to be considered. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk easy call, but I would not bring him back. All right, Harris, what do you got? Joe. Seltzer says you want to comment on this me and Jack thing. What's on your mind?
Sure do. So I'm a frequent listener, but I have my job. I'm not, you know, tuning in all the time. My buddy, I was listening right now, told me about the contest. And I want to pitch myself to you really fast. I'm the Lower Merion High School coach for tennis.
Nice.
And three-time state champion. And I'm a private coach as well. And I got to tell you, I've been doing it for years. Pretty big player myself. And Joe, I think you're great. I love less advice. And it would be an honor to teach you. I am I love teaching. It's a hobby, it's a passion, it's also my job, and I succeed with almost everyone. I like to say that if someone has coordination and athleticism, I can teach them, and I just love the opportunity to help you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I think it'd be great.
That's very kind. So here's my first comment. First off, we're certainly not going to call this me and Jack thing the contest, because that leads to a Seinfeld conversation from 30 years ago that me
and I remember it well.
That Fritz especially does not want to get into.
Oh, is that so?
I can't help you with that. Right. And I'm not going to be able to help with that one either, Joe.
What percentage of the audience got that? Like 35%?
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing. It's Seinfeld's birthday today.
There you go. But Harris, I appreciate the thought. What I'm going to do, my man, is put you on hold so Seltzer can get me your number. and I might take you up on it because I think I'm decent at tennis, but I could use a little sharpening up. And it's very kind of you.
Joe, my specialty, seriously, my specialty is advanced beginner, intermediate adults. Give me a shot because I would love to help.
Thanks, buddy.
And I want nothing out of it. I just would love to do it.
That's very kind of you.
So now we're setting aside the time for Joe to train.
Yes.
For each sport.
Yeah, to prepare.
That's for John, he's going to love it.
That's what athletes do.
He's competing against Jack.
Athletes prepare.
So this was supposed to be five events. We're just trying to get one of these up and on the board and chalked up.
Harris,
can
good
we
man.
Get them performing, Harris?
That's good. Harris on hold. I'm getting his info. I like that. I also like, of course, when we give away a cool prize. We're going to do that coming up in a minute. Give you a chance to win a cool prize today on the show.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. I've seen their operation, the people, the technology. It's so impressive when we do our show from their headquarters over there. If you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything: mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. John, I believe you are an Elvis Costello fan. Is that accurate, sir?
I think he's amazing. I've always said the song Allison is one of the coolest songs that I think everyone who really likes to listen to the intricacies of chords and the changes and all that, everyone wishes they wrote that song. That song is deep. That song is detailed.
It's a cool song.
That is, and it's beautiful.
Cool
beautiful.
Song. So we're giving away Elvis Costello tickets today. It ain't the real Elvis, you know, Presley or Presley, however you say his name. But he's been probably.
How do you say? Is it
well,
Prez?
We don't know.
Press.
We always go. Riga, give me a ruling. Presley or Presley? Because you hear
Elvis
both.
Presley. I say Presley.
Presley. And James, you say which?
Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley. Huh. I think I say Presley.
I think I say Presley.
No, I'm totally doubting myself now.
I think I'm a Prezzer also.
Elvis Presley. Yeah, actually, I think I'm a Prezzer too now that I'm saying it out loud.
Definitely a Prezzer. I never go with the Presley. That sounds very fancy.
I'm a Presley, I think.
Are you?
Elvis Presley.
I don't know.
It's a real thing.
I really don't know. All right, well, look, we don't have Elvis Presley or Presley tickets. We got Costello tickets. Elvis Costello and the Imposters. With Charlie Sexton, September 19th at the Borgata in AC. For tickets to this, of course, Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you can win them today on the program. So Seltzer the other day, while he was away and
I was on a plane, actually.
He was on a plane, and he was complaining about the plane ride and the other plane ride and the other plane ride.
The many plane rides.
And the skip plane ride and the missed plane ride and the you overslept plane ride and all those things.
Oversleeping.
And all those different things. He somehow found some time in the midst of his struggle to watch The Bad News Bears. Great movie.
What a movie, dude.
What a movie, right?
Like, if you haven't watched in a while, watch The Bad News Bears. It's great.
It's phenomenal.
It really is.
So here's the deal. Kelly Leak, obviously, in The Bad News Bears is by far the best athlete.
You bet at 841, Joe. He says it. 841.
Okay, that's pretty freaking good. All right, we're going to ask you today, from all the movies and the shows and the books, with all the fictional athletes ever, who's actually the best fictional athlete? Now, let me be clear. We're not talking about character development. Like, I'll tell you right now, Rock ain't going to win this. Love Rock, ain't going to win it. Like, Teen Wolf, when he's Wolf Guy, better at basketball.
That was my answer. Scott Howard.
At basketball than Rocky was at boxing, obviously. All right, everyone put those thinking caps on for the best fictional athlete ever. Like, really dominated. And I'll say this. Something like Kelly Leak could win, even though he's not better than, for instance, a Major League Baseball player in a fictional sense. But he was dominant for his grouping. It was like 13-year-olds or something. And he's out there dominant. All right, dominant for their peers. Best. Who is it? John Ritchie, who is it?
I actually think I have the answer.
You going to say it or not?
I'm going to say it.
You don't want to hold it?
No one's really going to vote this one because no one was anywhere close to as into Smallville as I was.
Oh, that's true.
The show Smallville really was awesome. It's Superman in high school.
Yeah.
Superman played quarterback for the Smallville high school
team.
I bet
he was pretty good. It's
kind of unfair.
Superman started as their quarterback for Smallville High his
that
junior
is unfair.
Year.
That's actually unfair. There should be a rule against this.
To the state championship in an undefeated season his senior year. He would always give just enough to give them the win, but he's Superman.
Do we need to say, moving forward, James, no superheroes? I don't know if others played, but
I'm good with no superheroes.
All right, no superheroes. I'm just putting that out there right now. We're not taking superheroes. All the mere mortals. Seltzer, mere mortals.
Well, I was going to take Scott Howard, but he's off the board now, too. I guess Team Wolf would kind of count.
Awesome one. You could do Scott Howard as a boxer.
I'll just give a shout-out to
Scott Howard, Team Wolf, too.
Amanda Jason Wurlitzer Bateman. from Bad News Bears 2. She's a hell of a pitcher.
Who is?
Amanda from Bad News. Great pitcher.
Tatum O'Neill. Amanda,
Amanda Wurlitzer, which is hilarious.
Wurlitzer.
They call her Wurlitzer.
Yeah, absolutely. Rhea, a great fictional athlete.
Dottie Hinson.
Yeah, she is.
I just love her.
I do too.
Right up until the last play.